Chapter 5, in which Pooh goes in search of honey. One morning when Winnie the Pooh was doing nothing very much, but doing it rather well, he thought he would call on his old friend Christopher Robin and see whether he was doing anything. If not, perhaps they could do nothing together, because there are few things nicer than doing nothing with a friend.
"Are you busy?" inquired Pooh.
"As busy as a bee," said Christopher Robin, "which is not really very busy at all, since all bees seem to do is buzz."
"And make honey, don't forget that. And speaking of honey..."
"My goodness, it's nearly time for elevenses," said Christopher Robin, as Pooh sat down. "Would you care for some toast and marmalade?"
"I do believe I would," said Pooh gravely. "I don't suppose you could see your way."
"'Fraid not," said Christopher Robin, "right out of honey, but there's some condensed milk." So they both had a slice of toast and marmalade, cut into strips which Christopher Robin called soldiers. Then, while they ate and drank, Pooh asked a difficult question.
"I have been thinking about honey," he said, "and how we get it from the bees. Do you think they mind us taking it?"
"They probably want us to," said Christopher Robin. "Otherwise, they'd run out of room, like cows and milk." Pooh said,
"I think we ought to say thank you to them."
"That's an excellent idea. Shall we go now? There's no time like the present." Pooh wrinkled his brow.
"But we don't have a present, do we? I wonder what the bees would like."
Christopher Robin thought for a while, then decided to take them a model airplane, because they must be interested in flying. Also a yo-yo, because he had two, and a tin model of a farmhouse, complete with climbing roses.
"If I were a bee," said Pooh, "I would like best something beginning with B, but the only thing I can think of beginning with B is B. And they've got plenty of those already."
"How about bread and butter?" suggested Christopher Robin. So it was agreed that along with the airplane and the yo-yo and the farmhouse, they would take bread and butter wrapped up in greaseproof paper. But when they reached the hollow oak in which the bees had taken up residence, oh, many years ago, long before the days of Pooh and Christopher Robin, Pooh looked at the oak, and then at Christopher Robin, and then back at the oak.
"Do you see what I don't see, Christopher Robin?"
"Yes, Pooh, or no, as the case may be." There were no bees in the hollow oak. Christopher Robin and Pooh walked around the tree several times, and into it, and out of it again. There was nothing except a few woodlice. "Let's look on the bright side," said Christopher Robin.
"Is there a bright side?"
"Of course there is, Pooh. Here we are with several slices of bread and butter and nobody to eat them."
"Well, there is somebody to eat them," murmured Pooh, "and that is certainly a bright side, but on the dark side, if there are no bees..."
"I was thinking of that myself, Pooh."
"Oh, dear," said Pooh.
"Cheer up, Pooh." Christopher Robin handed him a piece of bread and butter. "We will organise a search party."
"I don't think I'm feeling very well,"
said Pooh, passing the bread and butter back to Christopher Robin.
"I shall go home and count my pots of honey."
But when he reached home, another shock awaited him. There were only 3 pots in the cupboard, and it didn't take him long to count to 3. When he looked more closely, it appeared that one of them was empty. There was nothing for it but to compose a sad hum. It went like this.
"Piglet had a acorn, a nice big round one. Eeyore had a thistle which was juicy and green. Rabbit had a carrot. He went out and found one, which was all very well for him. Pooh looked everywhere, the bedroom, the kitchen. even in the corners of the gloomy shed. But there wasn't any honey, not a spoonful, not a smidgen. I should have stayed in bed, said Pooh, with blankets on my head. So, Piglet, enjoy your fine round acorn. Eeyore, your thistle so juicy and green. And Rabbit, eat your carrot, and I hope that you enjoy it, while Pooh grows sad and lean. There isn't any honey in the pot or in the larder, and I even had a look in the garden shed. No, there isn't any honey, and it isn't very funny. I should have stayed in bed, said Pooh, and just dreamt of honey instead.
But this hum depressed Pooh even more. He tried to imagine a world without honey and how difficult it would be to get out of bed in the morning, knowing that the shelf would be empty. And how difficult it would be to go to sleep at night, knowing that when he got up again, things would be just the same. He could only think of one way to cheer himself up. Very slowly, he put a paw on the second-to-last pot of honey, and very slowly he drew it to him.